It's time for The Citizen Lobbyist, a discussion of local, borough, and state politics featuring Terry Snyder and Mike Malefsky.
Good morning, Citizen Lobbyist.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. What an incredibly wonderful day we're having today.
Getting another flash of summer, it looks like, for a while.
Yes.
Really nice.
Yes, this is a kind of a crazy, crazy moment, certainly, with warm weather once more. So let us think about what is it that we would like to be able to cover today in the time allotted.
Well, they did the assembly did have a special meeting this week, Mike, and although I didn't sit there physically through it, I did pick up all of the documents that were discussed, and I listened to most of all the tape yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So I have a little bit of interest, a little bit of news, and I made me remember that it was so much easier to cover special meetings, which are so much shorter than regular meetings, when there's only a few topics. I think they were out of there by about 7:30, so it was only about an hour and a half meeting. Pretty simple agenda. It was, and everybody was there, Mike. Everybody were in their seats, which is always good to see.
Right.
They did have a little bit of, after the pledge, had a little bit of audience participation. One frequent visitor from the Butte area was concerned that people aren't getting enough notification about the changes in subdivision codes that they've been talking about. And it reminded me, Mike, about the delicate balance from the same people that seem to want all the different types of notifications. And we all know we're all getting notified in different ways. Some people get most of their news from Facebook. Some of people still get snail mail. Some people just get email. Some people look at posters at the post office. And it's all very complicated right now on how to get the word out about certain things. But there's still a certain amount of people that want you to mail to everybody in the borough. And I think that sort of is in a quandary between keeping government costs down and trying not to have those expenses, because it's wildly expensive to do a mailing. And the borough is a very transient area, so we don't always have the best addresses for people.
Right.
And, you know, just kind of telling the public that they have to step up here if they want to keep costs down and pay attention to what's going on. The agendas are all online. They've got numbers for all their assembly people. Just a little shout out to that, because it gets a little tiresome hearing that same point brought up about the failure of the borough to notify when you don't want to spend any money. So there's that. There was a couple actually very good speakers in regards to this the road bond that the borough is considering putting on the agenda. Now, there was no discussion at the table on that because it was just introduced. But quite a few people, some of like people with young families that had moved up to the Smith Road area, and it hadn't quite come to the level they wanted for improvement on the proposed bond as it is. But again, it was just information taken. No action was taken on the bond. But it's always good to see new faces, especially people that have young families and are concerned about their kids being able to bike to school and recreate and interested in the process. So they were there to speak about that. So good for them.
Yes, sounds good.
Yeah. The only real thing, they had a, the first thing that really on the agenda, there were only really three items. One had to do again with that bond. Again, it's ordinance 18078. It was postponed to 7:31. That's the next borough meeting. So if you want any information on that, again, it's on the borough website. I will say with bonds, there is some movement. It wasn't proposed this way, but it sounds like Mayor Halter, who sounds is supportive of the bond, really wants to go and make sure that the state pays 50% of the bond. Now, if you recall, Mike, that was kind of the same tactic they took the last time we did a big bond. As I recall, the state didn't pay the whole 50%. I think they either reduced it or just bailed altogether. But he thinks that because the state should carry some of the burden of this, and he would like to see that brought back as part of the bond question to voters, which will certainly lift the burden of, and I'll maybe allow them to do other projects too. So we'll see what that looks like when it comes in front of them, if it's amended and brought in front of them on the 31st.
Okay. And the 31st meeting is another one of the special meetings. And I had a conversation with the clerk's office prior to this because I was wondering, well, what happened to regular meetings? And I was reminded that there hadn't been enough to do a regular meeting, but as they moved along, they had these items that were time sensitive, and so they would have this special meeting, but not with all of the stuff that we normally have with a regular meeting.
Yeah, and that's kind of unusual. You know, I think they try to kind of everybody walk away and take a little break in the month of July, and we certainly like that too, but as she said, there is a time limit for the clerks to get these things. I think August 3rd is the last day they can actually put anything on the ballot for October. So they, you know, they've kicked some things down the road that have to be dealt with now. One of the other thing that they spoke about, although it's also been kicked down the road till 7/31, was another advisory question having to do with police powers outside the city and what to do about increasing crime that everybody talks about. A lot of people have experienced. You may have noticed that there's been some citizen working groups going on that the borough has been conducting. They had a meeting in Willow. They had a meeting in Palmer. And they had a meeting in Wasilla. This is something Assemblyman Sykes has really been trying to get pushed. And in fairness to Mr. Sykes, he's been pushing for this for quite some time. It's come here at the last hour, but I remember him talking about having a community discussion about crime in the fall even. So it got pushed along, but they did have their citizens working report. George Hayes, the deputy manager, called in. He was one, only one that wasn't there, and talked about the people that went to this. There wasn't huge crowds, 25 people to Willow, 15 people to Palmer, and 39 people in Wasilla. But they did answer 5 questions and take a survey, and some interesting things came out of the survey, that there is an appetite for additional government and some type of police enforcement by about 72% of the people. Of course, you know, they were all there about crime, so of course they want something done about it.
Right.
And when the question came to them, are you willing to pay increased taxes for police enforcement? 62% said they would.
Whoa.
However, there were some pretty interesting breakdowns. Willow, two of the groups that responded yes, didn't want to increase property tax, but they were okay with a sales tax and a tax to tourists.
Okay.
Palmer said yes, didn't answer higher or lower. And Wasilla, one group didn't answer at all, but one of the two groups said yes, but they would support higher costs with the caveat of a sales tax with a cap and sales tax in addition. So that's what seems to be the avenue that they want it funded. So there was a lot of discussion at the table about this. George McKee is not a fan of this. He feels like the assembly already has the power to do this. They don't need a vote of the people unless they actually want money. And he says we have the authority to do this study. We should just do the study. Although he was reminded later that, you know, they've gotten some studies from both the city of Palmer and the city of Wasilla on what the cost would be for them to cover it.
Right.
They do have some numbers. They're not just pulling numbers out
of the air.
There also was a lot of talk at the table about the state of Alaska's obligation to provide troopers. They were talking about in 2005, there were 70 troopers out here. We now have 36 troopers out here. What we really need is 85 troopers out here, but that's gets into quite a bit of money. There's a lot of, Mayor Halter brought up that there's a lot of reasons for that. The cut in government that everybody has demanded, the recession, the cut in retirement benefits, they just aren't attracting law enforcement. It's not like they're not trying to hire. So there was really quite a big discussion about it. Theft seems to be the overriding problem. And there is some cursing going on still about SB 91, but that sort of makes me scratch my head about. But
I was wondering if there'd been any discussion at all about the governor signing off on the legislation for banning smoking inside places.
No.
Not mentioned.
Not mentioned, except Barbara Doty at the very end thanked, AARP, my position with them and their support with all the other stakeholders that did pass it. The Assembly has been, they sent a letter of support quite a long time ago. So it didn't come up in the discussion at all. Mostly it was about this crime thing. There was a lot of discussion on that. At the end of the day, they did kick it down the road to the 31st. Barbara Doty, Randall Kawaki, and George McKee are not a fan of it. They didn't want to push it down the road. They wanted to talk about it last night or Tuesday night. I think they all have different reasonings. So Barbara Doty feels like a lot of these problems could be solved with exactly what happened over in Willowa, Mike, where they went in and did a lot of enforcement of the regulations that they had. She's a little uncomfortable with, she's not quite sure what will come out of the voters just saying yes. So she's not totally convinced, not saying yes or no, but she wasn't totally convinced. Mr. Kawaki doesn't think anybody that he's been knocking on doors. Of course, he's running for a state office, and he says no one has he talked to at all wants to fund it in any way. So they all have different reasonings for it. The mayor said that he would not have vetoed it had it passed last night or Tuesday night, but that he thinks it needs a little bit more work too. So we'll see what happens on the 31st, Mike. That could be a very interesting meeting.
Okay. And anything, let's see, Mr. Leonard was there.
Mr. Leonard was really, he's always very thoughtful. I'm always quite impressed with Mr. Leonard. He said it was a tough decision. He sees the need for it. Of course, Willowa over by in his area had a very big problem and a huge presence at the Assembly meeting in regards to crime in their neighborhood. So he knows firsthand. He also seemed to think that he's unsure what the political climate's going to be in Juneau next year. He doesn't know whether there is going to be more of a move for the state to meet their obligation or less. So he's just a little, he's very uncomfortable with the whole thing, it sounds like, but as usual, and as it appears to me anyway, that he really is looking forward to getting some more information about it. And he's a numbers guy. They did give some numbers out about increases in mill rate. I think he wants to spend more time with that. But he said it was not an easy decision for him, and I believe him.
Okay. Well, that's good. So the borough had their meeting, and next week we know the City of Palmer will have its meeting, and the school board comes back in August, and actually the borough comes back with regular meetings in August as well.
Much of a break this year.
Yeah. So I'm curious, this is an interesting time. As I understand, there is only, if we could just touch briefly on it, you mentioned Mr. Kowalki is running for an office and will be leaving the Assembly. The mayor has some signs up, and he's running to be mayor again. Any hint of anyone who is opposing him?
For mayor?
Right.
Bruce Walden, who has run for mayor several times, he actually was one of the speakers that showed in the audience. He's run maybe two or three times.
Right.
I think that's the only one he's really drawn an opponent. I think Assemblywoman Doty has drawn an opponent, although not known entity at all. I think Sarah Wilson has drawn an opponent in the school board race. A new face, no matter what, Mr. Kewaukee will not be on the assembly
right
next time around because he's running for that House seat, and it'll be too late. Senate seat, and it will be too late to file for this seat, and so a new face will be sitting there. And there has been at least one that I've seen on APOC that has filed for that.
Okay.
Mr. McKee is defending his seat with nobody. But again, Mike, they have until 4:30, I think, or 5 Friday.
Right. That's not this Friday, but next week Friday.
Right, 27.
Right. And that, of course, is the same story for the seats on the Palmer City Council, since there are three seats up. And it'll be just interesting because it's sometimes hard to know who is running. There's a tendency in these, particularly the local races, to have people file at 3:30 on Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have that happen.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, as you and I know, for the City of Palmer Planning Commission and the Parks and Rec Board, there were numerous applications that people are starting to pay attention to their communities, I think, for these things.
Right.
Of course, the Assembly and both the Council and the Assembly even more so, is a much heavier lift for Assembly and School Board. You have to usually, you know, raise much more money. Palmer, you know, has that $5,000 limit, which makes sense. But I'm seeing more and more signs pop up everywhere, Mike, as I drive around, both here and in Anchorage, you know, for state races. So it's heating up, that's for sure. I think that's kind of the course things take after the 4th of July. Things start to heat up a little bit, the primaries in, you know, mid-August. So we'll get some clarity after that. Who's running, but the 27th of July, we'll know who's going to vie for these seats. And then there is a time period, I'd have to look it up, but there is a time period that even candidates that have turned in packets can pull their name from the ballot. And I don't remember what that is, but it's not really firm. It's a little squishy for a while.
Right. So there's if you have second thoughts when you realize who else has filed, that's something that leads often to that happening. Well, right. The other thing that I notice is that, of course, there's turning away from people and politics to the real world of roads. Just noted that the road going out of Palmer on the Palmer-Wasilla Highway has been resurfaced, and things have happened there. And it looks like that's going to be pretty much done soon so that there will no longer be the delays if you're heading west on the PW Highway.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's gonna heat up. We're going to have to rethink the way we do our usual commutes. I was talking to the city manager a little bit about that and how it's going to impact downtown Palmer and the way that the flow of traffic is.
Right, as they continue on with the other construction on the Glen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of buildings have been moved around on the first part of it, so they can put the side road in there. But it's going to be interesting. There'll be a lot of traffic on the old Glen, I'll bet, getting into Palmer the old way, trying to avoid that, at least for people that live in Palmer.
Okay, well, it'll be a test of our creativity, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
And a matter of speaking. Go ahead.
I do want to mention before we leave the borough here, Mike, that the borough is still seeking election officials.
Ah, right.
If you go to their main page on matsugov.us, the election, it's right there on the front page. They are still trying to get election officials trained and ready for the election. And you know, it's not, as I've told people, it's not free. I mean, they will pay you. It's a long day, but you do get paid for it, and it's interesting, and it seems to me a really nice group of people that end up doing it. So,
yep.
Yeah, people need to do that.
Okay.
Well, citizen lobbyists, I want to thank you for sharing today. We covered the Borough Assembly special meeting, which is a special thing. And
we'll try to do the first two, Mike. We'll see what the schedule is. Everybody wants to be out playing, and it'll probably depend a little bit on the weather. But
that is true.
Yeah, it's up to everybody to pay attention and look on the Borough website. All the documents for these things are there. There's much better transparency. Can always be better, but there's much better transparency than there used to be. And everybody has a personal responsibility to, take part in that and look at it.
Okay. Well, have a good day out there.
All right. You too. Bye.
You've been listening to The Citizen Lobbyist, broadcast on Thursdays at 8 a.m. and repeated at 5 p.m. on Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests did not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, this station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.